Hollywood, California, we present a new Dr. Christian drama called Between Office Hours, starring Gene Herschelt in the role of the popular Dr. Christian. Presented for your pleasure by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. We all know that a small boy has a way of getting himself into trouble. What with baseball, bicycles, and roller skates, Sonny often comes home with the skin scraped off his knees and elbows. Soon the bruises have become painfully stiffened and tender. And that's the time for Vaseline Jelly. Vaseline Jelly will soothe and help heal these small injuries. Listen to what a typical young mother has to say.
My twins are regular seven-year-olds, forever playing on the concrete walks or staging a wrestling match on the porch. Often they come running home to mother with half their tender hide scraped off. Why, only yesterday, Jimmy slid down half the block on his hands and knees, and his knees were so sore he couldn't sleep. I applied Vaseline Jelly to relieve the soreness. Before Jimmy knew it, he went right to sleep. I've always used Vaseline Jelly for everyday emergencies. Any scrape or sore spot in our family always gets the healing help of Vaseline Jelly right away.
Your case is only one out of thousands where Vaseline Jelly has been of help. 9 out of 10 American homes use Vaseline Jelly for effective aid in soothing and easing the scrapes, bruises, small cuts and burns, any of 100 ordinary little injuries. Vaseline Jelly is economical. It does the work of much more expensive preparations, yet costs only 10 cents a jar. Why pay more when Vaseline Jelly does the job so well? There goes the curtain music, which tells us the play is about to begin. The title of the play is Between Office Hours, and Gene Herschelt's supporting cast includes redheaded Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, the doctor's secretary, Lew Merrill as Bruiser Burns, a wrestler and underworld character, and George Lewis as Roy Davis, who owns the drugstore and courts Judy in his time off. But instead of the usual peaceful River's End scene with which our stories generally open, tonight's drama begins on a note of urgencies, even panic, with the action starting at a gas station not many miles away, where two men sit in the back seat of a parked car, the driver attentive at the wheel, while inside the station in a telephone booth, another man shouts at the operator.
Hello? Hello? Operator, what's the matter? That's the second time you've cut me off from River's End. I don't know. I just asked for a doctor. Any doctor. All right, then give me a hospital. Hello. Hello. Listen, operator, I can't fool in any longer. Get the word along there's an emergency case coming in and to have a doctor ready, will you? Thanks. All right, get going.
Hey, ain't we most to Center City?
Couple of hours yet, Bruiser. Hand hurting you?
I thought fighters were used to getting bumps.
Sure, I'm used to getting bumps. I ain't kicking, am I?
Well, we'll be in River's End in a few minutes. And the doc there will take a look at it. Maybe he can put something on it till you get to where you're going.
How do you know there is a dock in World's End, or whatever you call it?
I telephoned just now in the gas station. There's a doctor, a hospital, the whole works.
Hospital? I ain't going to no hospital,
you're
see?
You're going where we take you.
You're getting awful upset about a couple of pinched fingers, ain't you, Bill? Do we have to stop? We can have the bruiser there before midnight, and then they can worry about him.
Yeah, I know. But he's still in our charge.
Hey, what's the matter? You think there's something bad the matter with me digits? You think they're broke or something, huh?
I just want to get them wrapped up for you, Bruiser. The doc will put some nice salve on them.
Will he? It won't smart, will it, to like that?
No, Bruiser, it ain't gonna hurt. Now sit back and be quiet like a nice guy till we get to River's End.
Okay. But we better be getting them mighty fast, see?
River's End Hospital. Yes, this must be it. You sit here quiet now with Tim for a minute, Bruiser, while I tell the doc you're coming.
Okay. But tell him no funny business now, see?
Sure. He'll understand.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is the doctor here? I telephoned.
Oh, yes, we got your message. Dr. Christian's in his office. Come right this way, please.
Thank you.
He's been waiting here at the hospital till you came. Dr. Christian, the people who phoned are here.
Bring them in. Are you the patient?
No, I'm not, Doc. I come in ahead of time to sort of explain. You see, it's this way, Doc. My pal and I, outside there, are guards.
Guards?
Yeah, and we're taking the Bruiser to the asylum over at Center City.
The Bruiser?
That's it. Bruiser Burns. You must have read about him. The wrestler that turned killer? Got mad and cracked a guy over the head with a chair?
Oh, yes, yes, I did read about it. The trial has been going on for a long time, hasn't it? His friends were trying to prove he was not mentally responsible. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, that's the guy. They did their best to have him acquitted, but the court finally decided to have him sent over to Center City for 6 months' observation. Well, that's where we're taking him.
And he's the one who's hurt?
Smashed his fingers in the car door trying to keep us from shutting it. He didn't want to come. He sure was mad. He gets like that every once in a while, and then afterward he'll just be as quiet as a child.
Is he in pain?
He won't say, but he grunted all the way over here. I suppose we could have waited till we got to Center City, but it sort of, well, you know, got me. And his fingers look awful funny, Doc.
You'd think a wrestler would be accustomed to a certain amount of pain.
Oh, he's not complaining.
Well, bring him in. Let's have a look at him.
Okay. You remember this fella's nuts, won't you?
Is he violent?
He can be. You know, sometimes he acts like a five-year-old. Just as gentle, like a dope almost. And then he's off again. He needs watching if you're going to work on him, Doc.
Oh, I guess with your help we can manage him. Bring him in.
What did you have to do, Dr. Christian?
Amputate.
Oh.
All three fingers. At the knuckles.
Ooh.
Well, there was no other way. The fingers were so badly mangled that if I'd waited, he might have lost his arm.
Is he conscious yet?
He will be soon. Miss Morrison and both guards are in there with him. He can't be moved until tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be awful when he wakes up and finds out. Dr. Christian, was he terrible? The newspapers made him sound so ferocious. Do you think he really is a killer?
I don't know, Judy. To me, he's a patient. Nothing more.
He looked so big and helpless somehow.
I'm going in now.
Let me up! Let me up, I tell you! Let me up! Let me up!
Bruiser, take it easy.
Take it easy. You know what he's done. You know what that doctor did to my hand?
He had to operate, Bruiser. Your hand was crushed.
Crushed? What I care for was crushed. They're gone, I tell you. Gone. He cut off my fingers. My fighting fingers.
Now, Bruiser.
I can't fight again. Never no more. I ain't got no fingers. No fingers. Do you hear? There he is now. There he is. The doctor done it. Let me at him. Just let me at him. Just let me at him. Hey, let me at him.
Get on your pillow.
Okay. Okay, there's two of you. You got me now. But you just wait. I'll come back here and cut that doctor's heart out if it's the last thing I ever do, see?
Dr. Christian, that's the third time you've almost gone to sleep over your desk.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm pretty tired.
Ah, why don't you go and take a nap? You've had almost no sleep for a week.
Yeah, I could use 40 wings.
I'll call you if anybody comes in. And there probably won't be anything important. This is always a quiet time of day.
You know, Julia, I believe I'll do it. Oh, it was almost daylight when I finally got home this morning. I'll take the paper in on the couch.
You'll do nothing of the kind. You'll go right to sleep. You can read later on.
Oh, now,
give me that paper. All this blood and thunder on the first page, you'll never go to sleep. Oh, look.
What?
That man, you know, Bruiser Burns.
What about him?
Oh, he's finally been judged insane. There's a long story here on the first page. We're going to take him to the state institution.
Criminally insane. That's a tragic end.
I wonder if he's forgiven you yet for operating on his hand.
It's hard to know what ideas will persist in a disordered brain like his.
Well, you go and get some sleep, or yours will be disordered, too. Close the door. Close both doors so you won't hear me typing.
All right, but I depend on you, Judy. You know what a sound sleeper I am when I get the chance.
Ah, well, nothing exciting ever happens between office hours. But I won't fail you.
Thanks. I would probably sleep till morning if you didn't waken me. Be sure your watch is right, Judy.
No, I'll set it by the radio.
Exactly 5:30 Eastern Standard Time.
How's that for hitting it on the minute, huh? Well, sweet dreams.
Thanks.
Just typing. No, I'm alone. Dr. Christian's taking a rest. No, I like it. I'm getting a lot done. Oh, well, nothing ever happens at this time of day. All right, I'll see you after a while. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our broadcast of sweet music at this point to bring you a special news bulletin. Bruiser Burns, wrestler, ex-convict and killer, escaped from his guards today at Center City Asylum, where he has been under observation for the past several months in an effort to determine his sanity at the time of his killing of Red Harrigan last March. Yesterday, Burns was judged criminally insane and was being transferred from Center City Asylum to the state institution when he overpowered
a... What do you want?
Turn it off, you hear me?
Yes.
No trace
yes,
has...
I hear you. Now, well, what can I do for you?
You can turn that doctor over to me.
Dr. Christian?
Christian. Heathen would be more like it, that butcher. Cutting off a guy's fingers.
He only did it because...
I know why he'd done it. Well, I'm going to have my innings now. Where is he?
He isn't here.
This is his office, ain't it? They said down by the hospital he'd be here.
Who told you that?
Fellow on the street. He said the doc had office hours.
He does, and until 5, but he had to go out again.
Yeah? When's he coming back? He has office hours again at night, don't he?
I don't know. Maybe he won't. Maybe he can't get back until late. He has a serious case. And
where is it?
It's way out on the back mountain road. I could tell you if you want to try to find
him. No, I ain't going to try to find him. I might miss him. I'll wait here.
You could come back later.
I'll wait. I've been waiting months already thinking about this. Planning what I'd do when I got my hands on.
But he only tried to help you.
He wanted to ruin me. That's what he did. Best wrestler in the business, that was me. You see those hands? The gorilla's paws, that's what they used to call them when I was in the ring. They got everybody like this. Oh. Not scared, are you? Ever see a wrestling match?
No.
No wonder you don't understand nothing. Free for all, see? Nothing barred, sock 'em, throw 'em, huh?
Sounds very rough.
Rough? Lady, it's murder. Folks used to come from all over to see me finish 'em. What's the matter? You're scared, huh?
Scared? No. Why should I be afraid? It's just that... talking about prize fights makes me a little nervous.
These ain't prize fights, sister. These are wrestling matches, see? Knock them down and drag them out. You see that ear?
Uh-huh.
I got that when I was just a kid, most of my first fight. You see that lump? That most finished me off, that did.
Is that what's the matter with your eye?
Nah, my eye's all right.
I thought it looked inflamed. Well, you must be very strong.
I'm the strongest man in America. I am the world's champ. I mean, I was until... When's he coming back? When's he coming back?
I told you, I didn't know.
Well, what time is it now?
My watch is off today. I'll call the operator.
No, you don't. Put that back.
But I...
Put that thing back before I hurt you, see?
I only wanted to phone.
Yeah, I know. You wanted to phone the doc and warn him not to come home.
No,
sure you did. You can't fool me. No. I can tell by just looking at you.
But why shouldn't he come home? You wouldn't really harm him, would you, after he helped you and... probably saved your life?
Sure not. I wouldn't harm him, miss. I told you, didn't I? I wouldn't harm him. I was just gonna kill him, that's
kill
all.
Him.
That's it. There's no man living can do this to Bruiser Barnes and get away with it. I'm gonna kill him, and you ain't gonna make a move to stop me, see?
I'm not trying to stop you. You told me how strong you were.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you half. You know, once when I was wrestling in Chicago, I pitched Lefty Loomis out of the ring 20 times. Why, I can pick a man up and swing him around my head like a rag doll this way.
What's the matter?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Why, what made you think anything was the matter, huh?
You keep dabbing at your eye with your handkerchief, and it looks red. Thought maybe it was hurting you.
Hurting me? No. Maybe it does.
Is it sore?
Yeah, it's got something in it.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you want me to get an eye cup and fix you something to wash it with?
Where would the eye cup be?
In the other room. I'll just...
Ah, now you won't, sister. Sit down.
What'd you say?
Never mind. You don't go out of no room to spread any alarm or call nobody.
I wasn't
going to. You stay right here till this medical comes. And he'd better hurry.
But your eye...
Never mind the lamp. Say, wait a minute. Ain't you and us?
Yes.
Then you ought to be able to take something out of a guy's eye, huh?
Yes, I have done it.
And you could fix me up, too, huh?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah. Well, I gotta let you do it. This eye's getting most blind, rubbing it so much.
It looks terrible. You should have asked me to do it before.
Yeah? Well, I ain't so sure I'll let you do it now, see?
Why not?
Because there's just two things in all the world that get me, lady. Two things. A toothache and having something in me eye.
Oh, you don't mean you're afraid? A man like you who's not afraid of anything?
Yeah, I understand, but I can't seem to help it.
Well, you don't have to worry about dentists hurting you anymore. They can inject something to ease the pain.
Yeah, no, but when it's something in your eye, you just got to open your pupils up wide and take it. Oh, no. Gives me the jitters just to think about
but
it.
Why?
Poking around in my eye, you expect me to keep it open while you dig. No, sirree, I changed my mind, see?
All right, but your eye's swelling all up. I could give you something, the way a dentist does, to keep it from hurting you. You wanted me to.
You could?
Yes.
You mean something to take?
I mean with a hypodermic needle, just like he does, see? Like this.
Yeah, I know all about them things. If you gave me something in that, then it wouldn't have hurt when you fixed my eye, huh?
No.
But the needle that hurt when you poked it into
no,
me,
not
huh?
No, it's just a
I should
prick.
Sit here and let you jab pins into my arm,
I
huh?
Promise you I won't
no,
hurt
thanks.
You.
No, thanks. No, thanks. No, I won't be having any, I guess. If you got something I can swallow, okay, but no pin sticking, see?
Well, then I'll give you a pill, a nice pill. You can take a drink right after it.
Huh?
And in a little while, you won't be able to feel anything, and I can get whatever it is out of your eye.
And I won't even know it?
No, you won't know it.
Okay, if you're sure, give it here. Say, you ain't trying to put anything over on me, are you?
What do you mean?
I get it. You're a great one, you are. Trying to trick me, weren't you? Gonna give me a knockout tablets and then holler for help, huh?
No.
Thought you were smart enough to get the best of me, didn't you? Well, I fooled you. And just
no.
for that...
No, don't.
For that, I'm gonna teach you a lesson, too. You and the doc, you're both alike trying to get me. I'm gonna kill
no,
you both now.
Don't touch me.
Go ahead and scream, why don't you? There'll not be more than one people
no,
to you.
I won't scream.
Brave all of a sudden, ain't you? Why don't you yell? Why don't you... I know. It's because Dr. Christian's in that room in there, and you know if you scream, he'll
no,
come out,
no, Dr.
huh?
Dr. Christian's not here, I tell you.
I'm on to you now, girl. You ain't gonna stand me up any longer. I'll put you where you won't do any
don't
harm.
Don't come near me.
Then I'll show you think I'm a dumb cluck, huh?
Don't
I'll show you think...
Don't
yeah. Hey! Who turned out the lights? Who turned out the lights?
Dr. Christian! Dr. Christian!
All right, Judy. All right. I've got him.
Oh, what'll I do? What?
There. Turn on the light. Get some searching splash on Robert around his waist and his ankles.
Can you hold him?
I think so. If I can just keep the cloth over his face.
Oh, cloth.
Hurry, Judy.
There are his hands. Now his feet, his ankles.
Good.
Is he really safe now?
He seems to be pretty well under.
Dr. Christian, how did you ever get him down?
Tripped him like a coward from behind. I couldn't figure out any other way.
But how did you know?
Oh, I was sound asleep and having the most awful dreams, and then I woke up suddenly in a cold sweat thinking about this man. Must have been his face in the paper. Anyhow, I started to come in and tell you so we could laugh at it, both of it, and my silliness, and then I got to the door and heard voices, and it wasn't a dream.
Oh, too terrible even for a nightmare.
I knew I had something. I had to do something quick, and I thought of the chloroform, so I got the bottle and the cloth and waited till his back was turned.
Then you turned out the lights, huh?
And tripped him up in the dark.
And you prevented a double murder. Phew. Well, he's quiet now.
Yeah. Here. Help me move him a little, will you?
All right.
Make him more comfortable. Now. There. Whew. Now put the light over this way a little.
What are you going to do?
Well, didn't I hear him say he had something in his eye?
Dr. Christian, we've got to call the police in Center City and get somebody
yes,
out here.
Yes, yes, sure. As soon as I see what it is and I attend to this, I see it's right here on his upper lid.
Dr. Christian, you're... Well, to do that, after that man actually wanted to murder you.
Oh, beauty people, I wanted to wring my neck before this.
That's not so. He's the first person in the world who's ever really wanted to hurt you. And he had to be crazy to do it.
There. It's out.
Hello, Judy. I know I'm a little early, but you sounded so bored on the phone.
Oh, she probably was, Roy. This is our quiet time of the day. Practically nothing ever happens between afternoon and evening office hours.
Chloroform. Judy, who's that? What's the matter? Dr. Christian, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing to get excited about, Roy. I was just taking a cinder out of a man's eye.
And the curtain comes down once more on River's End, the town where anything can and does happen. Gene Hersholt, who has starred in the role of Dr. Christian, is going to tell you a bit about next week's story in just a moment. It seems odd that children should be equipped with such tender skins, considering all the ways they manage to hurt themselves. You know how often they come home with scrapes and bruises, how hard it is to keep Sonny from involving himself with the stove or daughter from grabbing the hot flat iron. When everyday emergencies crop up, that's the time to reach for Vaseline Jelly. Vaseline Jelly will quickly soothe the hurt places, start them healing right away. Now here's what Vaseline Jelly does that makes it so effective. First, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. And third, it soothes and promotes healing. That's why Vaseline Jelly is so valuable. That's why you'll find it in 9 out of 10 American homes. Vaseline Jelly does the work of preparations costing 5 and 6 times as much, yet it costs only 10 cents. When you buy, look for the trademark Vaseline, your guarantee of absolute purity. And now here comes Gene Hersholt, our resourceful Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, tonight's story had my hair standing on end.
It did, eh?
What have you got in your bag for us for next week?
Well, Art, next week we plan to dramatize for you the story of a man in our town for whom life began at 50. It is called 10-Meter Romance, and we invite you all to listen in at the same hour next week. So until next Wednesday evening, I'll say good night.
Gene Hersholt has again starred in The Courageous Dr. Christian, latest RKO picture based on this radio series. Be sure to see it at your local theater. This is Arthur Gilmore speaking. Men who realize what a tremendous advantage a handsome head of hair can be in business and social life are switching to Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic helps manage dry, brittle, unruly hair. It will keep hair good-looking without dowsing or slicking down. Ask for Vaseline Hair Tonic. Only 40 cents for a generous bottle. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.